We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Do you have confidence? Some might ask the question, confidence in what? Over time, we have learned by way of experience to be confident. Some put their confidence in their job, their supervisor, their manager, their husband, wife, children, and other things. Confidence goes beyond knowledge and being sure of something. We can have that kind of confidence and remain where we are. Biblical confidence goes beyond knowledge, being sure and believing it will happen. Biblical confidence births trust that results in action. Biblical confidence is always present tense. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, Jesus shares these words. Now this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of him. We must know with absolute confidence that God answers prayer when we approach the throne of grace. This verse of scripture puts us in the driver's seat. We must have confidence now, not later. Our confidence must be in him. We must ask according to his will. We know he hears us when we ask according to his will. Do you have confidence now? Do you have confidence in him? Is what you are asking God according to his will? Do you think he hears you? This is the process for God granting you the petitions you ask of him. To pray according to his will is to pray in accordance with what he wants, not what we desire or insist he will do for us. This requires you and I to know the word of God, which is his will. The word here signifies that God always hears our prayers, but not always in the manner they were presented. In Psalms 34:17, the psalmist says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." Do you have the now kind of confidence? Are you asking according to his will? Do you believe the Lord hears you? I believe he hears you. I believe you have the petitions you asked of him. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.